World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
So I guess I'll say this right at the front. It's second day of May. How can that be, by the way? Second day of May, first of the month, time for your $10 a month dues. You say, Coach, we don't have a $10 a month dues. Yep, I know we don't, but we should have. So everybody out there gets to come in here and have the energization, get fired up every day, get directed in the right direction. Come on, man, throw 10 bucks in there for us. Keep us up and running here. Man, I love doing this. Can't think of anything. It's been show number, Spencer's probably got it up there for me. Let me find it. Show 2,401. That's amazing. Somebody divide that by 52, and that tells you how many years we've been doing this. 2,401. Why we haven't gone national, I don't know. Why do I think we haven't gone national? Because you know out there, you know the people like Joe Rogan, somebody comes along and makes them go viral. It just doesn't happen. If you think people just all of a sudden become famous podcasters, by the way, we're going to do communion here, get some communion. Somebody gooses them, man. Somebody gooses them. So we've stayed pretty small here, and we're having a major impact. I appreciate it. Vinny's got his hand up already. Go ahead, Vinny.
Yeah, you saw Trump is defunding PBS and NPR.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. So in return, I think he should turn CBS into Coach Broadcasting System.
Hey, there you go, man. There you go. You do know what, I'll get to Joe just a second. You do know what saved us, really, folks. When we look back over this whole thing, the internet saved us, really. We have been, how long have we been strategically programmed? I'm going to give you a little taste here. We're going to do communion in just a second. I don't know if you saw this. They believe ivermectin cures cancer. Now, look, I'm not a medical expert, okay? I'm not a medical expert. I'm not a doctor. Don't take my advice. But you guys all know what a cocoon looks like, or what a hornet's nest looks like, right? When you see it hanging out on, or a wasp nest. Well, they're theorizing that the cancer's a parasite like that. It forms a little cocoon. And they say, wow, you have lung cancer. When really, cancer is a parasite. It's like it's got little worms inside of it. And then what's the first thing they want to do? They want to go give you a biopsy and cut that thing open. And they cut open that little thing. And then what happens to the cancer? Well, it spreads. Now, Dr. Paul may think I'm nuts. He may think I'm nuts, but he may have a better perspective on it. But see, all this chemotherapy and all this stuff trying to kill folks, that's old science. That's not the way you do it, man. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I'm going to get into that later on today here, I promise. Joe's got his hand up. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, Coach, I just want to remind you that when I joined, we were starting to be international because I was in Denmark.
Well, that's right. We were an international podcast. So, yeah. So, folks, we're going to do communion here. So I hope you all got the elements here. We appreciate Joe getting up. And it's 4 in the morning. It's 4:04 out there where Joe is. And he gets up every morning. And some people say, well, Coach, I'd like to lead communion. Well, maybe we'll let you do that at some point. But it's just kind of been a tradition that Joe's doing it. So, Joe, hey, folks, let's not do this lightly, right? Let's not take this lightly. Remember, the Bible says that many have become sick because they've taken communion unworthily. Catholic Church taught me that only a priest could give me communion. When Jesus said, as often as you do this in memory of me. This is the healing bread, something supernatural is involved with this. So, Joe, go ahead and take us through this, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. But I have to remind you that when I started joining this team, it was 1 p.m. for me in Denmark, so that was a lot easier.
Yeah, how'd you find it, by the way, Joe? How did you find it?
You used to be on YouTube, and I would listen there, and then I would be in the chat group, and then I searched Coach Dave Live, and then I found the site, and then I finally just joined. It takes lawyers a little bit longer to figure these internet things out.
That's true. Hey, Joe. We're not even on YouTube. YouTube threw us off. Can you believe that?
Well, I know. I realize that.
YouTube threw us off. So I guess we must be having an impact if YouTube hates us enough to throw us off, right? Anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-liberty. YouTube threw us off. We must be doing something right. So, well, thanks for getting here, Joe. And I'm trying to, when you guys come back here, I'm going to figure out how 2,401 divided by 52, how many years that is. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. I'm reading this morning from 2 Corinthians 4:11 to 18. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus. And shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
So, Joe, one of the things that always happens with people see me for the first time, they always say, it's really rude. They always say, I thought you were tall. I thought you'd be taller. Folks, I'm 5'7 on a good day, right? But I tell them this, hey, Joe, you just read it. I'm 7 foot on the inside. You understand that, folks? I just happened to drive a little Volkswagen Bug. That's what carries me around. Some of you guys are in Cadillacs. Some of you guys are in semi-trucks. I just happen to be carried around by a little Volkswagen Bug or MG Midget. Remember those things, little MG Midget? So you, how big are you on the inside? Doesn't matter how big you are on the outside. How big are you on the inside? That's what it says, doesn't it? Isn't that exactly what it just said? Yeah. If you're in here, you're getting stronger every day on the inside. You don't know it because you don't have to go get a new set of clothes. You don't have to change your shirt. You don't have to get a bigger belt loop. But you're getting bigger every day on the inside. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, and I think it's so connected to faith. I'm meeting a few people at church who actually have some sight, some second sight into the things which most cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
And some people see everything. Some see some of the negative and some see the positive. I think if we all had eyes and saw the negative all the time, we'd be overwhelmed.
Oh, my.
we need to be also able to see the army that God puts there to protect us in those days when we think we're outnumbered. And we just need to remember that we're not outnumbered.
I hate to be around negative people.
Oh, I just can't tolerate it.
Look, folks, here's me. I'm either up or getting up. I mean, the idea of your circumstances, woe is me on your circumstances. No, no, no. I got knocked down, but I'm getting back up. I'm either up or getting up. And living this life and walking through, I got some good stuff this morning. I'm probably not going to get to it. Folks, if you don't understand it, we have an adversary. We have an adversary. We have a Muhammad Ali constantly punching, trying to knock you down. That's a walk through this Christian life. And that's what the intestinal fortitude is all about. Something inside of you that tells you, get back up. Get back up. That's that giant on the inside of you.
Yeah,
greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So evidently there's two, right? One who's in you and one who's in the world. This is so real, and most of us don't really understand. Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
No. It's okay, Coach. I just remembered that yesterday, and then the eve of yesterday, Wednesday night to Thursday, was the 30th of April to the 1st of May. And that was 3 years ago when I decided to accept this word that this prophet gave me. Where I'd be going, what I'd be doing was actually spot on to what I'm doing now.
Amen.
Leading people out of their problems and challenges with the last part of the word. I mean, what I do as the lawyer at the legal clinic for seniors in the two counties, they all have problems and challenges, and I'm supposed to fix it. You can't always fix everything, you know. But
Joe, let me ask you this. I'm sorry, folks, we're kind of heading somewhere. How can we have all of our politicians pray, or not pray, but fight for free medical care? Free medical care. You know what I'd like, Joe? I'd like free legal care. How come they won't give us free legal care?
Yeah, well, sometimes I feel I'm so popular, sometimes I feel like I'm the prettiest girl at the dance, and an aircraft carrier just came into port. You know, yeah. Can I please sit out? This one out? Nope, you can't sit down. You know?
Everybody loves lawyers, so they got to pay them.
But if people don't believe in spiritual warfare, when you take a decision to do something for God, the enemy will try to stop you with everything he can.
Right,
and remember that night before that, the 1st of May that year, Coach?
Yep.
I was hunted in the woods by the Druids for 5 hours. If they would have found me, I would not be here today. You might have forgotten me. Anyway, so spiritual warfare is real. So if you're taking flack, it means you're being obedient.
Amen, baby. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Anyway, so let's thank the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with gratitude in our hearts. We come to you with the vitality of the Holy Spirit in us. This extra something that changes our lives. This extra electricity that we really can't explain to somebody unless they have it too, Lord. And it helps us understand truth more easily. We realize that many can't understand what they're seeing because they don't have you in them.
Amen.
And they can't understand the truth. They cannot be then set free. So we ask you, Lord, that those around us on this call that haven't accepted you, that you work on them with the Holy Spirit, that you bring them to the truth, that you help our families, our prodigal children, our spouses, our parents, our siblings, our cousins, we ask, and our good, good friends, we ask that we become infectious, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't help but catch you in their heart.
Amen.
Soul.
Amen, Joe. Amen.
Let us become infectious, Lord. And And Coach reminded that it is important that when we take this meal that heals, that we do it with the right heart. So we, Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins and our mm-hmm. transgressions, those that we have knowingly done and those that we have unknowingly done.
Yes,
those
Lord.
That we have deliberately done by acts and those where we have done by omission. And bring to light in our heart those little habits that we may have that are particularly not good because it might be perpetuating sin. Bring those, mm-hmm. raise those up so we can see them and deal with them one at a time. And Lord, we ask that you guide the leaders of our nation, our president, and everyone else in his cabinet. Filter out those that do not support the administration. Filter them out. And keep people there who serve the nation and serve the people aren't there to serve themselves. And don't let people who are there, Lord, be duplicitous and serving the enemy. Filter them out, Lord. And we ask that we remember this, that you help our hearts truly believe that this is the meal that heals. This meal can heal us. So anybody with something in their body that is not as God created it to be, or something in your soul, something in at your job, God can heal all these things. Bills you can't pay, God can fix things. We need to believe and put it in his hands. His burden is not heavy, and his yoke is light. So, Lord, we thank you for this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that so many years ago was sacrificed for our sakes, that we who believe in him may have everlasting life and not die. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You do understand that, don't you, friends? If you receive, if you have Christ, if you receive Christ, you're never going to die. You're going to die. You're going to physically leave this body. You're never going to die. That's amazing. That is amazing. Go ahead, Joe.
The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come."
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for getting up.
You know, thank they're you, all sticking.
I'm sorry, Joe, let me cut you off. Yeah, I did. I meant to. I don't do it on purpose. Oldest trick in the book's divide and conquer, you know. Divide and conquer. I was on Patriot Party News last night. They have a round table. And I was part of the round table last night. They have six of us basically get in there. And those are wonderful people. And I love Warren Armour and those guys who started Patriot Party News and allowing us to be on it. And so we were on there last night, and it's just a round table. We talk about certain issues, and I always try to take it to spiritual issues. I just always do, because at the heart of every issue we're dealing with is a spiritual issue, man. You know what, folks? Why are people so angry at religion? Because a lot of times, it's, you know, we're doing that show, and you see the chat room, and everything's going on in the chat room, kind of follow up. You always get the people who say, I want to talk about that religion stuff. Let's get into blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm talking about? When those of us whose eyes have been enlightened, who've received Christ, who have the Holy Spirit, understand all of our problems are spiritual. They're all spiritual. And Christ, in the truth, is the only answer to any of them. Why do you think it is that people are so angry when you bring up Christianity? Something really, I mean, you know, you go back, we talked about this the other day, you go back into the foundation of America, everybody was Christian. Everybody went to church. What happened to us? How do we so get everything so screwed up that people, the last thing, see, the most important thing is salvation. You're going to live and die somewhere, dude. Shouldn't we be teaching this to our children? And then we get adults saying, I don't want to hear about that religious stuff. I don't know why I tuned in here. Well, there's a lot of that out there. And that's what makes it hard. That's what makes it hard for all of us, because we're trying to advance a kingdom and helping people to understand, say, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, black, white. Anybody any of that stuff? Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. And they don't get it. Why? Because the Bible tells us that the natural man, in other words, not the regenerated heart, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Neither can he. When those of us who love the Lord begin to talk about Christianity, because we've been enlightened and we understand it, please, your frustration level will go down if you realize this one simple thing. They cannot understand it. It's not that they don't want to. It's not that they're obstinate. They cannot. It's a foreign language to them. The Holy Spirit is a foreign language. They cannot understand it. And somebody put in the chat, and I think it's so true, so much hypocritical Christianity. People who claim to be Christian, go to church, yada, yada, yada. Yet, really, for the most part, other than going to church on Sunday and saying a prayer at dinner, they really don't live their lives much differently than the guy lives next door to them. They're both out trying to earn a living to get more money, to get more stuff, to be happy by things in the world. And the idea that we're in the world, but we're not of the world, does not register with them. And that's why we were told in Matthew, go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. Folks, the world doesn't get it. Listen to me. They can't get it. They don't have the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it to you again. They cannot receive it. They cannot understand. That's what we're dealing with. And we have to come to the point where we realize that we don't cast our pearl before swine. When you come in contact with somebody, quit trying to water hose them. George, quit trying to water hose them. They can't understand. Tell them and move on. Tell them what you told them. Move on. Because only the Holy Spirit can illustrate it. So I'm trying to lower your frustration level here. Man, I got 1,000 things I want. Go ahead, producer. Whoever that was that Chad? No, okay, it was a mistake. Okay, I'm gonna show you something. I just thought this would be interesting. By the way, I took the guys to the five guys sounds like a pizza, a hot hamburger place. Five guys that are in hanging out at Mike Blake's house. We went out to Intel yesterday, and they got to see that firsthand, what that mess looks like over there. Boy, the information age and data centers. Boy, we're surrounded by all that stuff, aren't we? Can I show you something here real quickly that we're dealing with? Pull up Lost Lands, Spencer. Lost Lands is this. It's over the hill, right? This concert venue over the hill that we're having. They have here every September. It's September 19th through the 21st, Legend Valley, Ohio. We talk about we got into it. We went and saw some Nephilim mounds yesterday, so much stuff around here where we grow up. But folks, I want to show you something. Just quick, so you can't believe this, okay? Tickets are on sale for this thing now. Now, do you guys have any idea what a ticket to this thing would cost? Now, listen, it's not the Beach Boys and the Beatles. It's an electric light show. There are no real stars that are there, okay? So let's just go to the top of this thing. Are you ready for this, folks? This is what the world is spending money on. What's general admission? What's that cost? 3-day general admission. Joe, can you see that out in California, Joe? A person, again, it's $420 with a $92 fee. Folks, there'll be 40,000 people here. If you want a VIP ticket, it's $750 with a $135 service fee. Are you with me? That's just to get into the place. Go back. Yeah. Okay. So Spencer, we got him a ticket. We got him in, right? Keep scrolling down. Show you. Want to go camping? Where are you going to stay when you're here? Well, let's go camping. Click on that. Oh, you can camp here? Oh, there's all the places you can camp. How much does it cost to camp, Spence? Go back up there and click on that. See if it tells us. Well, going down. I'm sorry. I think if you go on down, you see. Oh, you can camp in your car? Oh, that's good. How much does that cost us to camp in our car? Where is it? Keep going. Oh, there. Oh, only $150. Sleep in your car is only $150 plus a $38 service fee. 40,000 people, folks, are paying this. Now, if you want to camp in a tent in the forest, then you missed it, Spence. You got to go back to that one. But that one, just out in the tent, out in the forest, that's $300. So three plus a service fee, $354. Folks, this is what the world is spending money on. What? They have a different one. Go back one more. Go, folks, what if I want to park a car? It's sold out. Easy tent camping for two people. $650 a night to tent camp. 117. Folks, so that's 800 and 700 and whatever. And it's sold out. You can't even do that. Can't even do that. Okay. So Spence, go back one more. Let's find one more thing. What about my car? I got to park my car somewhere, don't I? What do I do with that? Car parking. You get it, folks. You get what's going on. This is the devil's money, folks. Wow. General admission ticket. Oh, that's right. We hadn't got you in yet, have we? Parking. Oh, you want to park in the south lot parking? It's sold out. Can't do that. What's the parking? It's all sold out. It's sold out. We're how many months till September? See, May, June, July, August, 5 months, and it's sold out. You can't get it. Okay, well, get that off there. I just want you to know this is demonic and how the demonic worshipers are drawn together, man. And you're right, Kathy. Can you even begin to believe that demonic spirits that are probably around here for that 5-day period? Unbelievable. Let me throw something else up here. It's got me mad today. Pull up Michelle Obama. I'm going to open it up and you guys can come in. I got more stuff to talk about if you want to. Is anybody y'all looking at me? That's not it, is it? Don't you just click there? Okay, right there. Hang on. Are you looking at me? I'm so done with racism. I'm so done with it. Michelle Obama is probably, she's certainly a multimillionaire. And how dare she continue to stoke the fires of racism? Are you looking at me? I couldn't care less what some skin color somebody is. I couldn't care less. Except Vinny, who's our resident black guy here. Other than what the media has programmed me to believe about black guys. Right? Do they program you to believe that black people are good Christian people? And they are. Are there some weirdos? Oh, yeah, there are some weirdos. Yeah, Paul Webb. Thanks, Paul. Yeah. But they focus on black and white and race and race and race, and it's all divide and conquer. So listen to this. Oh, my God, listen. She's a multimillionaire. It's only a minute long. Go ahead.
Here is bitter Michelle Obama being bitter. also as Black women,
we can't hear it.
Here is bitter Michelle Obama being labeled. Bitter.
Talk about her own blindness.
Also, as Black women, we are so easily labeled as angry and bitter. And let me tell you some of the most hurtful stuff that I...
Hang on. Didn't Hillary call us white guys bitter clingers? Anybody remember that? Anybody remember that but me? Go ahead.
Experienced, you know, entering this life of public service at the heights that we entered into was during my husband's presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And just me telling the truth of who we were, you know, just humanizing him as a man, saying he's, you know, he's a great man, but he's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got his foibles and his flaws, trying to humanize him. The first thing that some female journalist said was that I was bitter. I was emasculating him.
Wow, okay. Pretty true. Right? It's bitter. And so the average person, how am I supposed to respond around a Black guy? How am I supposed to, what? I love Paul Webb. I love Vinny. I don't even think the color of their skin, other than they're constantly telling us to think of the color of their skin, that somehow a Black person is a different kind of human being than a white person. And folks, if we don't understand that this is all propagandized to keep us separated, Black church, white church, Lutheran church, Presbyterian church, Baptist church, Second Adventist church, you with me? All divide and conquer, all. That's what I love about Coach Dave Live. I don't know what color you are. I don't know what religion you are. And I really don't care. And if we could ever get to that point. So you go to somebody and say, what religion are you? And what do they say? Oh, they tell you their denomination. Oh, we're Methodist. Oh, we're Baptist. No. No, you're Christian. You're Christian, right? Come on in, Johnny.
Yeah, you're not kidding that they're blind. I mean, anybody who knows God knows that we're all created by him. We're all his children.
Why do they call it the Black Church?
I mean, the Lord is probably the greatest creator. He is the greatest creator of everything. I mean, wow, what a neat thing. How he's just artistic. He's just the most wonderful creator of all. And for a narrow-minded, sorry for saying that, but to be so narrow-minded, I mean, come on. What's the matter with you?
Amen. And everything, from my standpoint, because I'm a white guy, I never vote race. Alan Keyes is one of my favorite presidential candidates ever. I would have been so happy if Alan Keyes had been elected president of the United States. But on the other side, it's all race. When it's just a human race. Okay, two things. Then I'm going to open up. Ben Carson. Thank you, Betty. Ivermectin. Pulled up a second one. Second one. Ivermectin 2011. Point on that, Spence. National Library. 2011. National Library of Medicine. 2011. Ivermectin, wonder drug from Japan, the human use perspective. And it's an entire document talking about how great ivermectin was. Heals this, heals that, heals this, wonder drug, penicillin, and ivermectin, 2011. Now, Spencer, pull the other one up. This one was what? 2020. Ivermectin, a potential anti-cancer drug derived from an anti-parasitic. Did you guys know this? Did you know this? They know ivermectin is an anti-cancer drug. They know that. Ivermectin maybe cures cancer. Did you know that? Rather than chemotherapy and all that other, because we know this, a lot of people who die from cancer, they die from that, like just like COVID, they die from the treatment. They get poisoned to death with all these chemicals and all this kind of stuff. And here's ivermectin. Again, coming back to the fact that what if What if it's a beehive? And what if it's just a growth like that, just a little parasitic sac? I'm just guessing. I ain't a doctor. And they come in and they do a biopsy and they cut it open and they open it up and boom, cancer spreads. Doc, am I crazy? Paul Gosling, am I crazy?
Hey, Coach, remember you say trust and verify?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's hard, but I mean, it's as simple as actually going on Google and just putting parasitic cysts. They insist themselves. There's like, I don't know, 100 that get in your body, like trichinosis in your muscle and schistosomiasis. They insist themselves by the body. That's inflammation, Coach, right?
Yep.
In a way, if you're chronically infected with a fluke or any of these parasites, that's inflammation. That in itself causes cancer in the long run. So it makes sense to use Avermectin or ivermectin because it's so exquisitely safe. And again, methylene blue is an anti-inflammatory, one of the best out there. It makes sense to use that. And you're right, chemo's a money-making scheme. I get that, but careful, it's not the only thing you need to do, right? You need a Warburg diet. You need to make sure you're not feeding the cancer with a bunch of carbs. Carbs make inflammation because they're energy. That's it in a nutshell. But just go ahead, look at parasitic cyst. Go to Google, look at the illustrations, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But
so my wife,
it's a great drug.
My wife and I are on a steady diet. That's not the right word. Of ivermectin.
Yeah, not a problem.
We take that as part of
the keep the load down, Coach. We all have parasites, without question. Keep the load down. Your body has less inflammation, more energy to surveil themselves from the cancer cells that are always being produced in our body.
My friends, is that what you hear from the modern medicine?
Hell no.
You ever hear that? Huh? Never, right? They make fun of it. They make fun of it. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They make fun of it. Wow, what a system. Jeff Nares, go on, Jeff.
Yeah, a like-minded doctor friend of mine told me that 60% of an oncologist's income comes from chemo. 60%. And if you're a radiation oncologist, of course, it's 100% or pretty much 100%. 60%, though, for 60%. An oncologist.
Now, we want to believe that they don't do it just for money, but it's certainly a factor, isn't it?
Well, they're taught that way. They're taught that way, and so they learn to manage their whole financial system, their whole life around that.
Amen. That's what they do. That's what they do. Thanks, Jeff. Let me see here. Hold on. One more thing I want to show up. This is really good. You guys know who Ken Hovind is, Dr. Dino. That's like the way he makes the Bible simple. Okay, so here's what's going on. This is Ken Hovind, Dr. Dino. Just listen to this. It's only about a minute.
God told the devil in the Garden of Eden after he tricked Eve, the Lord said, here's your punishment. Eve, you're going to have pain in childbearing. Adam, you got to work for a living. You got to plow the ground now. Satan, you got to crawl on your belly. And someday, some seed of the woman is going to bruise your head. So he's thinking, wow, if I kill all the people, then there won't be anybody there to bruise my head. He's trying to save his own hide from God's promise that someday a seed of the woman, a human being, is going to bruise your head. So I think it's him motivating this. You can lower the population hundreds of different ways. Wars are great. And the rich bankers, they love wars. They don't care who wins. They sell bullets to both sides. So you don't get much return on a bullet. You pay $5 for a 30-06 shell and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the bankers would love war anywhere. It reduces the population and it makes them a bunch of money.
And if we are to explore that satanic thread, it's a blood sacrifice.
It is.
On the largest scale.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're seeing here is an agenda to separate and disconnect people from God.
Right.
By any means necessary. And at least in the material realm, that's relevant. But then in the spiritual realm, there's a battle going on, perhaps, for souls.
Yeah.
And people that are disconnected and believe in evolution and believe in the Big Bang and subscribe to some of these narratives are a lot more likely to end up depressed, hopeless, and disconnected from their creator.
I agree. See, when God.
Amen. Okay. So hang on here. So go to number four, number five. Then I'm going to open up. I want to hear. I didn't mean to be talking this long this morning, actually. Put number four up there. Number four. Did you guys, whoops, there. Nope. There it is. The silencing of Christians in the West. Folks, who's behind this? I'm not going to take time to read all this. It says the historical influence of Christianity on American government and laws is being systematically removed through the rewriting of American history. Time out a minute. Let me pat myself on the back here. Is that what I said? Isn't that what we talked about yesterday? The Supreme Court rewriting history, separation between the church and state. Now everybody believes there's a separation between the church and state. Curriculum such as the critical race theory in American teach school children that the founding fathers were racist. White Christians created white privilege off the backs of minorities. And since 2020 in America, hundreds of historical statues and monuments have been pulled down. Right? Come on. In Chicago this year, the new mayor sought to remove a statue of George Washington. Though many lawmakers believe that the Ten Commandments are a vital part of the moral foundation of the laws and legal system in America, many states are removing longstanding monuments. In 2015, the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that the Ten Commandments must be removed. I got actively involved. You guys remember Judge Roy Moore? When they forced him to take the Ten Commandments out of the Supreme Court building in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Spencer, do that real quickly. When was that? Put Judge Roy Moore in Ten Commandments. When was that? That's when I met Flip Benham. That's when I got actively involved in what's going on. I said, this is wrong. Roy Moore, what, 1992? There it was. In 1992. Unbelievable. Is that right? No, that can't be right. Moore's elected to the Chief Justice and removed from his position in 2003. They removed him as Supreme Court chief in Alabama because he would not remove the Ten Commandments. This is what we're talking about. So go to number five quickly. Go to number five, Spencer. Judge Roy Moore. And then President Donald Trump. Yeah, that pagan. Yeah, that Mason. Yeah. Eradicating anti-Christian bias in America. February 6, 2025. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, is hereby ordered. And it goes down through these things about eradicating anti-Christian bias. Are you looking at me? Prayer's coming back to America's schools. The Bible is coming back to America's schools. It is. If the church will wake up, the church will get involved, the president of the United States has opened the door for more Christianity, not less. He may not perfectly live it himself, but he's sure opening the door for us. Okay, I'm done talking. Joe Carrico, come on in, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. You know, we have forgotten so much of our history, but every one of the 13 original colonies had a state church that was the official church for that state.
Right.
And it wasn't the same church in all the 13 colonies. And they did not want there to become a church of the United States like there was a church of England that told them how to worship. They said, no, wait, that dog does not hunt in this country. So we can have our own state churches if we want, because you can move from one state to another if you don't like it. But we're not going to have a national church. And so to say separation of church and state, I don't know how the heck they put that in there. Out of Congress shall make no law.
It's
absurd. They can't read. They can't Congress, read. They can't take. And they're persuaded.
Congress makes the laws. Shall make no law.
Exactly. It doesn't say nobody shall make no law. No lawmaking authority. No, it says Congress shall make no law. I mean, I guess there are a high percentage of people in politics and government service that might be brain dead, but
yeah.
Separation. So, no, it doesn't say that.
Joe, that's, believe it or not,
political doctrine.
We covered all that yesterday, Joe, believe it or not. So it's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
From religion.
And what religion is it they're trying to get out? Come on, man. Come on. Huh? We see paganism,
like
running, humanism going crazy. But Christianity, nope. Well, that pagan, that womanizer, that Mason, Donald Trump, daggone if he didn't open the door again to Christianity. Are we going to walk through it or not? Jeff Klein, come on in, Jeff.
You speak, talk about opening the door. I mean, look what Trump's doing. And, you know, and some people don't believe it, you know, opening up the door for Christians. But just thinking back when you brought up Judge Roy Moore, we had a little window back then about 20 years ago. Remember we went to Alabama?
Yep.
And got hooked up with Judge Roy Moore.
Right.
We were out in the streets, big crowds of us, with PA systems on the street corners. And Judge Roy Moore, the Christian background he had, held law enforcement back. We had free reins to run in the streets down there. We had it open. Somebody backing us. We took advantage of it. Now, here we are again, 20 years later, somebody trying to say, come on, Christians, let's go.
War's never changed, Jeff. The war has never changed. And again, it comes back to what I feel like my wife would say. I mean, you say the same thing every day. Well, folks, the door's open. Come on, church.
Hey, Coach.
Come on.
I got to throw this in there. Remember, we were down there on the street corners, and you looked over and you said, look at that huge building. Great big old building there, Southern Poverty Law Center. We went over there and stood outside that place.
That's right.
And just so people know the story, people going in and out of there to work, Southern Poverty Law Center. Coach Dane Dobmeier's name was on the list for hate.
Yeah.
He's a hater. And you're standing out there yelling at him, hey, tell him Coach Dave's out here. I want to talk to somebody. Tell him to come out. They were all looking out the windows at us like, oh, my goodness.
Hey, Spencer, see how quick you are. Go to Southern Poverty Law Center. It's probably splc.org, be my guess, or whatever. And see if I'm still on their list. Yeah, there it is. Hate groups. Let's find out the hate groups. Are they still up there somewhere? Because we're there, baby. Hate groups. Hate map. Yeah, click on Ohio. Click on Ohio. No, you don't know where Ohio is. Go farther. Nope, back. Right there. That's Ohio. Who's on there? Let's see. Who are the groups that are, say, is Coach Dave live in there? We got to go down to P. That's where you'd find us. Pass the Salt. Pass the Salt Ministries. There we are. We're a hate group, right? Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable stuff we're dealing with. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for remembering all that stuff. We've been doing this a while. Doors open. Somebody come on in. Craig, thanks.
Well, I put in the chat, Coach. What a missed opportunity that we have as Christians to pray against a great occult day called May 1, the Maypole. I put a link in there. Spencer could chat it up. So I'm praying for bigger parking lots and newer cars to put in them. Why don't we pray the blood of Jesus over the land, reclaim the land in Jesus' name. He's the King of Kings. He created the dust. He creates the earth. The earth is his footstool. And all these evil plans and rituals that are going on today, we cancel them. We put the blood of Christ over them. I mean, that's what we should be getting around the pole at the schools, right? I mean, you notice they're going around the flagpole, but it's about a maypole, okay? Mm. It's the creeping in of ignorance of Christianity.
They want, folks, seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. Why are they all against Christianity? We need to ask ourselves that question, right? And then for the church to say, we're not going to get involved with politics, literally plays right into the hand of the evil one. He doesn't want us involved in politics. And so we willingly say we're not going to get involved with politics, which is nothing more than the expression of the culture of our country. And if Christians refuse to get involved in politics, the Bible says that evil walks on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. So we look across the spectrum of America. Are vile men exalted in America or not? Tell me this. You still believe that Barack Obama is a Christian? You still believe that? Come on, tell me. Anybody ever heard him pray in public? Anybody ever heard him mention the name of Jesus Christ in a prayer form anytime, anywhere? Say, well, no, Coach, he can't because there's a separation between the church and state, right? Joe Biden, huh? Donald Trump, would they say, isn't even a Christian? I don't know. Come on in here. Got 10 minutes. I feel like otherwise I'm going to dig in here and go deeper than I want to. And I don't want to do that today.
Well, Coach, I'll just say that every time Bathhouse Barry said he was Christian in public, he was practicing tequila. He was lying.
He was lying. And Vinny, we were racist if we questioned it. Right? We were racist if we questioned
it. Yeah, imagine that, right?
Yeah.
Let's not get to the real case. Let's just scream more racism.
Joe, come on in.
In his White House, they acknowledged every faith by a little bit of silence or something. My recollection is that Islam had every day a big bit, and other faiths at other times. I think Christianity had 15 seconds on Sunday.
Amen. Hey, folks.
You know, it was absurd. It was so anti-Christian in that, but nobody wrote about it.
So folks, look at how much the left is complaining because we want to do away with Gay Pride Month. And they want to do away with Christianity. And they have the levers of power dead up to this point. Things are changing. Mel Roberts, go on in, Mel. Got to unmute there, Mel. Rochelle, while she's doing it, he's doing it. I'm Mel. Is it Melanie? Rochelle, come on in.
Good morning, team. I just wanted to say about the ivermectin and stuff that you were talking about. And there's so many things out there, guys. Really, it's so easy to educate yourself now about anti-inflammatories and natural things that you can do. Food. Use food as your medicine. You don't have to go out and get these things. You can use food as your medicine. I just want to show you two things real quick. I take these every day. It's yucky, but they're bitter apricot seeds. Some people call them bitter almonds.
Yep.
10 of these a day will kill. This singles out the cancers and attacks only the cancers. And it's food, guys. You can't OD on this. And the other thing I take every day is apple pectin. And that is, yes, that's right, Joe, B17. And apple pectin. This also, as a matter of fact, let me drop this study. I pulled up a study for you guys to look at that you can see apple pectin does all these things that that really cure and help you with cancer. Okay, we all have cancer. Absolutely correct. We need to take control of our own bodies. We need to quit eating this junk that they're trying to feed us, educate ourselves, feed our children good, because if you don't, if you don't look into these things now, an event will happen to you or a loved one, and you're going to kick yourself for saying, "Oh my gosh, if only I knew that what is it? What do they put in diet sodas? That eats holes in your brain, guys. If you're drinking diet soda, you are contributing to your future self being demented. Okay, you should know these things, but that they don't tell you. They don't tell you." So you have to know these things. All right. Anyway, thank you. Let me get off my soapbox.
Amen. Hey, listen, I love our audience. I just got a copy of us being called Bitter Clingers. Pull that up there real quick if you can for me, Spence. I just sent it to you, man. Bitter Clingers. Remember that? Huh? I'm Bitter Clingers. Yeah, he was a real uniter, wasn't he? You get Spence? Not yet? What? Come on in, Mel Roberts. Come on while I find it. Go ahead.
Okay. Finally got this thing unmuted. It goes back to what I said the other day. We were told to take dominion, and we abdicated. They didn't take that from us. God gave us dominion.
Yes, ma'am.
He gave us dominion. We abdicated. They didn't take it from us. We just sat down and said, "Oh, let's don't do politics. Let's don't do this. Let's don't do that." We need to stomp our feet and point our finger and say, "This is mine."
Amen. We're so heavenly conscious, we're no earthly good. Go ye into all the world, teach them to observe all I've commanded. We don't do any of that.
Salt anymore.
No, they've convinced us we're not supposed to be. Good point, Mel. Thanks. Spencer, did you get it yet? I can't believe you haven't gotten that thing yet. Come on in, Jeff.
Well, it's exactly what she just said, and it all comes down to Christians learning how, and you have to learn how to walk in the authority that's been given to us. You have to learn how to walk in authority. And I talk to my kids about that, even my wife. And it's like, when you walk into a room, you should be changing the atmosphere of that room. When you walk into any place, any situation, walk in the authority given to you. It's not an arrogant thing. It's a godly thing.
Didn't feel too bad in here this morning.
Amen. Amen. It's salt of the earth, light of the world. It's what we're supposed to be able to do. Spencer, I just sent it to you one more time. Did you get it? No? No. So I'm scrambling here. What's that? Okay, here it is. Here it is.
People have been beaten down so long, and they feel so betrayed by government.
Well, it's not surprising then that they get bitter and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them, a way to explain their frustrations.
Right? Shame on you for clinging to religion. Wouldn't want you clinging to religion, would you? Boy, that guy was an emissary of hell if there ever was one. That's the way I see it. Wow. Doors open. Come on in.
I think there's a difference between religion and faith. I have faith in my King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Religion is what that man pukes out of his mouth. And every other person that bastardizes faith, that is not the same. They sound the same. It's like democracy and republic. They're not the same.
No, no.
I walk in faith, not religion.
Not religion. Religion. No. See, religion, if we look it up, is basically says the duties and responsibilities that we owe toward God, whatever that God may be. And I hate to tell you this, your religion could be your gender. Your religion could be your skin color. Your religion could be your favorite football team. So religion is religion. And the idea of the separation between the church and the state is, it's all made up. Gino, quickly.
I have a faith in Jesus Christ. It's a way of life. It's not religion.
It's a way of life, brother. It's a lifestyle, Christian lifestyle. And so what we're seeing is they've kicked us, they've taken over, and they put us back into the closet. Amen. Hey, don't forget the annual. Come and join us. I'm going to tell you something. The five guys who are here, again, sound like a pizza guy. I was with them yesterday again. It's so good, man, to be around like-minded, like-hearted guys. Rub shoulders with them. Come and see some of the people that you just see on the screen. You don't get a chance to meet them. And by the way, again, I didn't plan this. They kind of planned, these five guys kind of planned it themselves and showed up, and they've been here. Dave Allison's still here. You're going to leave tomorrow morning. Some of them are leaving. They're going to go up to see John Hartzler today up at Worcester. John Hartzler's the milk guy, the ice cream guy. They're going to go see his operation, how it works. And I'm going to tell you, it's a great opportunity for you and I to be encouraged. Iron sharpens iron, the scripture says. As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens the countenance of his brother. Huh? We'd love for you to be able to get here. See you tomorrow.